Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win!
Yes! Yes! Unbelievable!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot! And the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana. What I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
Welcome in, Friday edition of the Hoosier Report underway, and IU basketball underway as well for the 2018-19 season, the one public exhibition game in the books now with a pretty interesting performance by Indiana. They took on a Division II team that, again, Southern Indiana will be very, very competitive in their respective conference and in games against Bellarmine coming up here, who is a member of the same conference. It's a good team. It's a team that could compete with some of the low to mid-level Division I teams. And Indiana put them away. And Indiana put them away, I don't think, playing the best game that we will see from them here in this non-conference portion of the season. But some intriguing things from last night's game. And as always, from a early season game, from an exhibition game, plenty of things that you'd like to see the team improve in. Plenty of things that you obviously hope when it gets against the big boys of non-conference play and, of course, Big Ten conference play that the team has worked out. Two of the things, just to start at the top here today, two of the things with IU basketball, and if you've watched the team, you've listened to this show, you follow it intently, and you've done so for the last, let's say, two, three, four seasons at least, turnovers. How many turnovers does the team have, does IU have, in a respective game? And how is the defense? Those are two things that have been trouble points for IU, not just in Archie Miller's first year, but obviously under Tom Crean, the last handful at least of his years as Indiana's coach. Last night, 11 turnovers. Not bad for the team. You'd like to see that get down to double digits in a perfect world. Also last night, the defense I thought was tremendous in the first half, once Indiana built a pretty serious lead, a little lackluster, especially I thought it got extremely lackluster and wild there toward the end of the game. But overall, some very interesting things. The freshmen last night, boy, that's an intriguing deal to see that many freshmen play that many minutes, score that many points, and be as big a part as they were of some of the rotations last night. It'll be interesting to see. You know, Demezi Anderson, not a guy that you thought of out of the gate, at least I didn't, that would play a ton of minutes in a lot of games. Maybe down the road, definitely in future seasons, but he comes in last night, scores 14 points in the second half to lead Indiana in scoring for the game, obviously showing that he's a shooter, maybe more than what we gave him credit for in his high school time. So IU gets a win over Southern Indiana. Now they'll turn their attention to November 6th on Tuesday, a busy day. It's election day as well. Indiana will host Chicago State. And I'll tell you what, you get to that Chicago State game, things just keep rolling and rolling. You got a game to look forward to every so many days. And college basketball getting ready to just explode here in the next couple days with all types of big games, especially starting early next week. We've made it through to college basketball season, thank goodness, and it's going to get here or continue fast and furious coming up next week. We'll talk lots about the IU game today. Let's take a look at the guest lineup presented by Honey Baked Ham for this Friday show. Segment one, I've got our headlines, our Hoosier headlines presented by Hoopster Sports Grill. We'll go through some of the key moments and key things from last night's exhibition game. Also in our headlines, we'll talk a little Providence football. Coach Dennison getting ready to take his team to Paoli tonight for a sectional championship game. Out of the eight schools in Clark and Floyd County that play football, Providence is the final team left, and they'll compete for a sectional championship against an undefeated Paoli team tonight. I think it'll be a tremendous game. We'll have play-by-play of that contest coming up tonight on the Big X Sports Radio. It's a 7:30 kickoff. We'll be on with our pregame coverage tonight at 7 o'clock. A little different format tonight. We'll be on at 7 with our pregame kickoff coverage. We'll have an interview with Larry Dennison at that time tonight. We'll have play-by-play starting at 7:30, and then we'll also have the scoreboard show following that. Of course, it's also the first week of playoffs and postseason football in Kentucky, so we'll have scores and highlights on that scoreboard show from both sides of the river. But we'll talk some Providence football, all of that in the first segment coming up. Also, segment two today, Jared Morris of the Assembly Call will join me. His segment each week is presented by Coffee Crossing. Jared and I will go through some of the moments from last night's game as well and get his thoughts. Later in the show, Kyle Nedenrip of the Indianapolis Star joins us. All of that and more coming your way today. That's the guest lineup, a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Mention the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison, and you'll receive $1 off your box lunch at Honey Baked Ham. Again, that's in New Albany. Let's look at Hoosier headlines, a summary of the day's top IU and Southern Indiana sports news presented by Hoopster Sports Grill. IU last night, I think you got to start with the freshmen and the contributions that they made. Robert Phinisee taking advantage of another opportunity to start. He started in the close scrimmage on Sunday with Devontae Green out with a thigh injury that continues to nag him, and he made the most of his minutes. It sounded really good with what he was able to do as a starter on Sunday. Last night he comes back with solid defense, made some great moves. Obviously he's got a knack, as you would expect a point guard to get the ball up the floor, to move the basketball. Thought he was very impressive last night. Demise Anderson, the 14 points in the second half, showing he can stroke the long shot. And Romeo Langford, 5 turnovers, a big negative for him last night. But outside of that, you know, you can tell that he's got the ability, he's got the movements, he's just got what it takes to play basketball at a high level. He finished last night, I think, with 13 points. Did struggle a little bit from shooting, just 4 of 12 from the field. And again, the big negative, the 5 turnovers last night for Romeo, just some lackluster passes, really some lazy passes, led to some easy turnovers and a couple of easy baskets for Southern Indiana. But generally, for their first exhibition game, to have 3 freshmen with standout performances like that, to have 3 freshmen that were able to score double-figure points. That's Romeo with 13, Phinisee with 13, and, of course, Demise Anderson with 14 points. That's impressive, and for fans hopeful about this freshman class long-term, meaning outside of Romeo's likely 1 year at Indiana, very good start for this class last night. In addition to what they did on the offensive end of the floor, one of the big things, and I've said this to a couple people, was to watch Romeo play defense at the Big Ten Conference level this year. Is going to be interesting and it's going to be fun, because as great as he moves on offense and as skilled as he is as a basketball player, I don't know that we've ever seen him play defense to the level that he's played offense, because at New Albany and in his summer games, he was such an offensive threat. He had to score the basketball and score it regularly for his teams to be successful, that you can't ask a guy that's scoring 40 or so points a game to also come back and dig in and guard the other high school or AAU team's best player. At IU, with more talent, with other cogs in the lineup, obviously defense is going to become much more of a focus. Archie Miller talked about defense a lot last night in the postgame press conference, even regarding the freshmen as well. So that was interesting, but I thought generally Romeo and the freshman guys that got ample time last night showed that they're going to be able to help step up the defensive intensity and the defensive prowess of this IU team, which again has been one of the areas, along with turnovers, that has consistently been a problem for the IU teams over the years. So interesting things with the freshmen last night. There's a lot of angles with Romeo Langford and Robert Phinisee and Demise Anderson and others that can make you very excited about IU basketball, not only for this season, but about for future seasons as well. I mentioned earlier that the defense last night in the first half was great for an early season game. Some of the rotations, and again, it just looked like a team that was much improved with defense. A lot of that, I think, had to do with some of the freshmen coming in, stepping up and digging in last night. However, the second half, I was cringing a little bit because it reminded me at least of some of the lackluster defensive performances that we've seen from IU in key games over the years. And of course, Indiana, I had to remind myself, was leading big. Obviously, when a game gets out of hand, you're not going to see It's just a natural thing. You're not going to see a team continue to play defense at the level that they did at the start of the game. But Indiana defense is going to be huge, and I think this team has what it takes to become a pretty good defensive team. And it sounds like Archie Miller, based on his comments on the radio show Monday, based on his comments last night after the game, it sounds like he agrees that this team can be solid into on the defensive end of the floor. I also was interested last night because we've talked a lot about rotations for this team, how many players, especially early on, might get opportunities to get playing time for this team. I thought it was interesting with Devontae Green out, Race Thompson out. We knew that both of those guys would be out. Devontae with a thigh injury, Race Thompson with a groin and hip injury. Also, Jerome Hunter, who had just gotten the gold jersey for his great work in practice, he was out, so we didn't even get to see another key freshman that likely is going to be able to contribute for this team. He's out with a foot injury and was on the sideline in travel gear last night. But those three guys being out, that kind of helped, I would say, from a rotation standpoint, from getting everybody the playing time that they probably want or deserve. Al Durham went out, also did not play in the second half. You put four guys out like that for a full half, three of them out for the full game. I don't think we got to see near what IU's depth can be. So, yes, it's easier to get the guys in that you want and the guys in that need the time, but you're missing key guys in IU's rotation. Obviously, I think everybody expects Devontae Green to be a starter unless Rob Phinisee continues to just play unbelievable basketball. But interesting that Indiana's rotation last night, the depth that we've talked about, really didn't get to see that. And it sounds like with some nagging injuries for two or three guys now, it might be a while until that, and not a long time, but a couple weeks or a week and a half, definitely two, three, four games into the season until maybe, knock on wood, if everyone else stays healthy, you get to see what IU's depth could be like and how Archie Miller will begin to manage rotations and playing time with a lot of weapons on his roster. Also, you can't talk about last night's game without talking about Juwan Morgan. He started the game with a couple baskets. It got the crowd into it. I know it wasn't a dominant performance from him, or I'm sure not will end up not being one of his better performances of the season, but he brings so much to the team as far as leadership goes and things he does off the ball that what a valuable piece he is going to be. And I say that, that's an obvious statement, but what a valuable piece he's going to be this year. Coming back to IU after considering going the professional route, got some good advice, heard some tough things I'm sure that he needed to hear, back for his senior season with 12 points last night, just one turnover, did a little bit of everything, but more importantly, again, his leadership from the way that he speaks on and off the court and the things that he does, even when he's not scoring the basketball, he is going to be such a valuable player in the Big Ten Conference for this Indiana team. So just a handful of notes, mental notes that I made watching the game last night. A lot of different angles you could take coming off of the game last night. A lot of areas for improvement. We're going to talk about that some later in the game. But definitely some bright spots for this team. And I think that maybe the most exciting thing for IU fans to watch here early in the season is this freshman class. Obviously, Romeo is the star and the standout, and that's, I think, how we all expect it to go. But this freshman class is really good. What a recruiting class for Archie Miller for the program's future, not just this season, but you talk and think about Robert Phinisee and Jerome Hunter, who we've not seen yet. Demezi Anderson with his 14 points last night. Think about these guys as sophomores and juniors. If they continue to improve as we think they will, if the defense continues to get better, this 2018 class might go down from start to finish for on and off the court reasons. Romeo on the court, Romeo off the court for bringing excitement back to IU basketball, helping IU get in the door with future recruits that are likely to commit to the Hoosiers here in the coming months. I think it's going to be a very important recruiting class for the success of this team and program on and off the floor when we look back at things down the road a few years from now. But they definitely got off to a good start last night. A couple other headlines, and don't worry, we're going to talk more IU basketball with Jared Morris in the next segment. But a couple other headlines. I mentioned earlier in the week, Josh Jefferson, New Albany product, had a nice game for Illinois State in his first exhibition. Coming off the bench, he had 15 points. It's fun to follow our high school basketball standouts from this area and see how they do at the college level. Last night, Marion up in Indianapolis had an opportunity to scrimmage Purdue. Purdue a winner 75-56 in that game. But Floyd Central graduate Luke Goldman, nice start to his college career, especially at NAIA school, playing in an exhibition game, Purdue. He had 8 points, 4 rebounds, got ample minutes for the Marion team. Scott Hetty, the coach there, off to a really nice start. And again, it's fun to track these guys at all different levels of college basketball. It doesn't matter the level. IU, just look locally, IU Southeast, Bellarmine. We had University of Southern Indiana coach Rodney Watson on earlier in the week. So much competitive basketball at the college ranks that no matter what level it is, even go to Hanover Division III, really competitive, really good, and a lot of local players participating on some of these teams locally, and then, of course, some of them out, like Luke Goldman at Marion. But he had a nice start to his college basketball career, playing Purdue, 8 points, 4 rebounds for him. Next headline, Providence football, 9-2 on the season. Providence has not lost since back on August 24th when they lost at Floyd Central 30-17. Since then, Larry Dennison's team has went on to reel off 9 wins in a row. They can make it 10 tonight when they play at Paoli in the sectional championship game, competing for the championship in sectional 39. Providence has the leadership it takes to have postseason success. We identified that early on. They've played a schedule that it takes to have postseason success, opening with bigger schools, closing the season with some perennial powers in their class of football with Milan and Linton Stockton. Paoli, though, undefeated. Paoli has not lost this season. They've cruised through sectional play, much like Providence has, and I think we're in for a really good game tonight. I would, from all accounts, from people that have seen Paoli play and from people that have seen Providence play, people tell me that they think Providence could win this game. Paoli hasn't played the schedule that Providence has. They haven't played some of the big schools that Providence has, and a lot of people picking Providence to win this game, even though the Rams are undefeated. So it should be a great championship game tonight. Let's hope that we don't have any rain at Paoli and it's going to be a decent environment for fans to get out. But Providence, our lone local team left, as they play for the right to move on to a one-game regional next weekend, and they'll have to knock off undefeated Paoli to continue their quest in the 2018 high school football season. We'll have that game tonight on the Big X Sports Radio starting at 7 o'clock with our coverage. Also, a quick note, Christian Academy of Indiana Volleyball, they play North Judson in a 2A volleyball championship game Saturday at Worthen Arena in Ball State. Best of luck to them. I've mentioned this a couple times this week. They've been to 5 straight volleyball state championships. This is the number 5. They've won 1. Let's see if Christian Academy can make it 2. They take on, again, North Judson, who is 26-7. Christian Academy, 30-9 on the season. Well, that's a 1 p.m. start in Muncie tomorrow. A game is on Fox Sports Indiana and IHSATV.org for those that want to tune in and watch the local girls from Christian Academy compete for a state championship. That's the headlines presented by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. Hoopsters is your hometown sports grill where hometown fans watch hometown teams play. Hoopsters was voted as best sports bar and best place to watch sports by the News and Tribune's Reader's Choice Awards. Hoopsters in Jeffersonville, where fun happens. Jared Morris of the Assembly Call is next, presented by Coffee Crossing. We'll break down last night's IU games. I gave you my quick thoughts on what I saw in the exhibition. We'll get Jared's next right here on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a f*** what you do. Now, back to the game.
Here's Matt Dennison.
And we're back. Friday edition of the program means the opportunity to chat with Jared Morris of the Assembly Call. This is an opportunity for us to finally recap some IU basketball because the season my friend, is officially here. IU got it going last night with an easy win over the University of Southern Indiana. There's so many questions I have after watching last night's game and so many thoughts of my own after watching last night's game. So I want to start with some real general stuff and let you kind of take it in the direction that you want. But generally, after taking that game in last night, what stood out to you? And just give us your thoughts, maybe an overview of what you saw from the Hoosiers in this exhibition win against Southern Indiana last night.
You know, like you said, I mean, it was so nice to have an actual game to watch and react to. I mean, it's been almost 8 full months since we've had an IU basketball game against another team to watch. And so there's a lot to react to, and we'll talk about some of that. You know, the thing that I've kind of been trying to remind myself of, and that we talked about on the postgame show, is, you know, when was the last time that you looked back and said, oh, you know, remember when this happened in that exhibition game and that was a real harbinger of XYZ for the season? So I think it's important to remember that, you know, sometimes, you know, you see these exhibition games and you know, it's the start of the season and it's your first chance to see the team, so you really want to react to it, but you got to take everything with a grain of salt, you know, and try not to overreact too much. That said, it is always really interesting to see new players, you know, in their new roles at Simon Scott Assembly Hall for the first time. You know, how do they respond to that? And I think within that context, you know, the performances of Robert Phinisee and Romeo Langford and Demezie Anderson were all really interesting last night. And you can put Jake Forrester in there too, because I thought he had some nice moments. But, you know, to see Rob Phinisee step in, be the starter, and be so composed and really be Indiana's MVP in the first half, I mean, the little, you know, personal 6-point run that he had when it was 30-19 to stretch it out to 36-19, that essentially put the game away, you know, and Indiana, you know, just kind of nursed that lead then for the rest of the game. You know, so that was great to see. I thought Romeo, you know, even though he struggled to get himself going offensively, really showed a lot on defense. I mean, he had, you know, 4 or 5 steals. I thought was really active, really engaged on the defensive end, and that was great to see. And then, you know, one of the big stories of the night was Demezie Anderson shooting in the second half. And, again, like everything, you want to take that with a grain of salt because, you know, you're making a bunch of shots against a team without a lot of length when the game is already decided. But to come in your first performance and go out and knock down 4 threes in the second half, that's, you know, for a team that's been starved for shooting, that's impressive. That's encouraging. So, you know, some of those individual performances from the young guys, I thought, really were things to build on and things to be encouraged about. And so you don't want to overreact to too much, but I think those are some things to me that really stood out from the performance last night.
Jared Morris of the Assembly Call, presented by Coffee Crossing. Jared is with us on Fridays. Also the host of the Assembly Call IU postgame show, which it was great to hear that right here on the Big X last night after the coverage from the IU network. And of course the legendary Don Fisher. Jared, I mentioned this in my first segment, kind of going through some keys things from last night's game. There's been so much talk about Romeo in our area for years now, and of course that talk will continue for his IU career and who knows what is next. But he obviously has been the headline to the 2018 recruiting class that are now freshmen for Indiana. There's no qualms about any of that. I think, though, that – and he's expected to be a one-year guy. He's expected to be a lottery pick, all good things for him, which still can, you know, a year at IU, he's already helped maybe make some connections with other recruits, and he hadn't even played a game at that point. But a year at IU can still really help the program this season and help the program in some other ways also. But I guess my point is that with all the talk about Romeo, who might just be in Bloomington for 1 year, last night, as I watched Robert Phinisee get ample minutes and do so many good things, as we saw Demezie Anderson come in and score 14 points in the second half and shoot the basketball really well, as I saw generally the freshmen play defense, which has been a big area of concern. We sure have had many talks during the season, past seasons, about defense and the lack thereof for this IU program. I started thinking, you know, if Romeo's only there 1 year, this freshman class has the potential still down the road next season, following that as juniors, to really be a class that does a lot for Indiana. Jerome Hunter didn't play last night. I expect him to have a great career at Indiana. I think he's the kind of guy that down the road a little bit will have the opportunity to be a pro, maybe play professional basketball. I guess I'm really pumped, even outside of Romeo, about how fun this group will be to watch for a number of years. I think a guy like Robert Phinisee in 4 years of college basketball could just be absolutely tremendous.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, this was a really good recruiting class, a foundational class for Archie Miller even before Romeo committed. You know, and it's important to throw Race Thompson in there too, because he was kind of originally part of that class and then reclassified and spent that year on campus last year redshirting, and we didn't get a chance to see him play. But yeah, I mean, you know, Romeo, like you said, he's going to be able to do a lot this year. You know, his commitment, his coming to Indiana, I think, sent a big signal to, you know, the top line talent. You know, and you've heard guys like Matthew Hurt out of Minnesota, five-star prospect, talk about how he'll be watching, you know, how Romeo is used, how he develops this year as he, you know, kind of makes his decision and where Indiana factors in there. But what's so important for the success, the sustained success of Indiana, is having the guys who stay 3 or 4 years that provide the backbone of your team, that keep your culture, you know, kind of going along. And we've seen Indiana be really successful in some past seasons, and then it falls off a cliff the next year because so many guys left and the culture totally changes, and that's what you don't want to happen. And guys like Robert Phinisee are the kind of linchpins that keep that going, you know, because he's got that natural leadership ability, that natural calmness about him, that, you know, kind of maturity about him that you don't often see in freshmen. And I think a lot of those other guys have it too. So that, you know, that's one of the most important things to be encouraged about last night, is seeing those guys come out there, seeing them flash their skills, and recognize that, yes, while Romeo's going to be a one-and-done guy, a lot of these other guys are going to be 3 or 4 year players, and they're really going to form the backbone of Archie's early IU teams. And they've got the talent, and it certainly seems like the maturity and the work ethic to be very successful in doing so.
Jared Morris, presented by Coffee Crossing, with us on Fridays talking IU basketball. One of the things we spent some time talking about a week ago was the depth, the potential depth of this Indiana team. A number of players on the roster, returning players, newcomers that you think are going to challenge for some minutes and be able to help this team, whether it's this year, this season, down the road, definitely in the future. We didn't get to see as much of the depth last night with injuries. We knew Devontae Green and Race Thompson were out. Jerome Hunter also did not play, which was really disappointing. Looks like he had some kind of foot injury, but really disappointing after the week he had in practice. He got the gold jersey. I was curious to see how he might perform in his first game at Assembly Hall. But with that, we didn't get to see the potential depth and maybe how Archie's going to juggle playing time, especially early on. And I started wondering, are we ever going to get to see Race Thompson? It feels like he's been at Indiana forever, and we still haven't got to see him out on the court.
Yeah, that was the most disappointing thing. It's, you know, kind of the biggest lingering question coming out of last night is, you know, we still haven't had a chance to see the, you know, the new and improved Devontae Green. You know, at least that's kind of how it's been built, you know, this new, more consistent Devontae Green. We didn't get a chance to see Race Thompson and then, you know, kind of his willingness to go bang down low and what that will look like. Jerome Hunter, as you mentioned, is wearing the gold jersey after, you know, what Archie termed was just a great shooting week last week. You know, if he's a guy who can come in and be a you know, guy who can make shots from the outside for a team that I think, you know, is still going to struggle with that this season, despite what we saw last night, you know, that would be a really big factor. And, of course, Al Durham got hurt and was only able to play 7 minutes. So those are four of probably your projected top 8 or 9 guys, you know, depending on how you look at it. So, you know, on the one hand, it's really disappointing to see those guys not get a chance to be out there. On the other hand, you know, in an exhibition game where you don't need those guys, obviously, to win, you did get a chance for some other guys to get out there and get some time, you know, like Demezi Anderson, who we talked about, and like some of the guys who we project as being lower in the rotation, although we don't know that for sure. So, certainly, you know, as we see these next two games against Chicago State and Montana State, both of which should be games that Indiana is able to win comfortably. If not, you know, there's a problem. You hope to get those guys back in and give them a little bit of time to get acclimated and get acclimated together before the Marquette game. Because I think the biggest glaring issue from last night was the lack of consistent chemistry and rhythm on the offensive side of the court. And, you know, it would be easy to chalk that up to just saying, well, you know, you got, you know, four of your regulars not playing many minutes. Of course, things are going to be a little bit choppy. But, you know, from the way that Archie's been talking about the team, that's something that's been there in practice, too. And so when you have a team like Marquette coming in that is really explosive offensively, certainly you think the defense is going to be good enough to slow them down, but you're going to have to be able to score points against a team like that. And so, you know, Indiana's offense definitely didn't look ready for a game against a team like Marquette, but it's early, it's your first time out, so it's not, you don't want to overreact to it. But hopefully you get some of those guys, you know, those regulars in the rotation back in there the next couple games, so they can start developing that chemistry together.
We're talking with Jared Morris of the Assembly Call. Don't forget to check out assemblycall.com, at Assembly Call on Twitter. And, of course, once the IU Network post-game coverage wraps up, we have Jared and his crew on right here for great recap, great review of each and every IU basketball game throughout the season on the Big X Sports Radio as well. I can't let you go without asking your thoughts, your rundown on Romeo's first game as a Hoosier. Obviously, the five turnovers are completely not like him, and a little bit of a disappointment, but seeing Romeo in an IU jersey, seeing how he moves, seeing some of the things that he's able to do out on the court really effortlessly, has you excited to see him when the Marquette game, for example, see how he plays against that level of competition and, of course, into the Big Ten season as well. Your thoughts on what he did right, what he did wrong, maybe some of the reasons for a high, that may be a career high in turnovers for him that he had last night.
I mean, look, you see Romeo out there and he just looks different. He's just on a different level athletically than anybody else. You know, his size, his length, his wingspan, his fluidity on the court, his movements, you know, he just, you know, and we know that. That's not something that was unexpected. He's just different, and I think he's going to look different in most games. And, you know, so that's always going to give him a big advantage. You know, I think it's easy to be a little bit discouraged because, you know, you think back to, you know, Eric Gordon's debut, and maybe it was the first game, not the first exhibition game, but he just went off. You know, and had a great shooting night, and it was like, oh, my God, look at the offensive just firepower of this guy. And it's easy to expect that from Romeo, given what he did in high school. You know, but I think if for his first time out, if you were going to be – if you could choose to have a performance where you're more impressed with his defense or his offense, I would take the defense. And so, you know, because that was kind of the question mark is, okay, we know this guy can score – how locked in will he be defensively? He's got the tools to be a good defender, but how much is he really going to be focused on it? And so, you know, whereas I thought he struggled to get in a rhythm offensively and he forced some shots in the second half and they didn't drop and, you know, it just wasn't a vintage game for him on offense, I was really impressed with his defensive intensity in the first half. And, you know, they put him on Klein, I think is the Southern Indiana guy's name that is their, you know, preseason honorable mention All-American in Division II. And he, you know, seemed to take that challenge to heart, and he got some steals, and he got, you know, some offense going in transition. And early on, while he gets acclimated to the college game, you know, he may be a guy that does a lot of his damage in transition in the open court. And Archie talked about that in his post-game press conference, how they've got to find opportunities to get him out in the open court. So, you know, I think the offense is going to come. I think it may just take him a little while to get comfortable and for the team to get comfortable. But if he's going to defend with that kind of intensity and attention to detail like he did last night, you know, he's going to be a guy that is a two-way terror for teams, especially as you get into January, February, and March when he's more comfortable. So I was very encouraged, and it was just fun to see him out there after all the hype, all the talk, all the, you know, the highlights and seeing him in high school, to see him in the cream and crimson. It looked right, and I think he's going to have a really, really fantastic all-around freshman year for Indiana.
Jared, it just was a good feel to watch a college basketball game, to see Indiana play. I'm sure for you to go through the routine of having your post-game show interacting with listeners, it's been far too long, and I remind myself when I was getting excited and itching for college basketball to start that Indiana had an early exit with the way that the dates and things fell last year from the Big Ten tournament, and then, of course, not making the NCAA tournament. It's almost been a little bit of an extended postseason, after season, I should say.
Yeah.
So good to finally get some round ball back on television. Good to finally see action in Assembly Hall again. I know you had fun with it. We'll have fun with it with you each Friday here on the show.
Absolutely.
All right, Jared, have a great weekend. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks. You do the same, Matt.
Jared Morris, presented by Coffee Crossing. When you're looking for great coffee in downtown New Albany, don't forget to visit Coffee Crossing's sister company. It's 410 Bakery and Cafe. They are located downtown New Albany and have great coffee, great bread, and great pastries as well. now serving breakfast and lunch at 410 Bakery and Cafe. We'll head to a commercial break. We'll come back with Kyle Nedenrip of the Indianapolis Star. We are getting ready to start high school basketball on the boys' side. Practices and tryouts can officially begin on Monday. We're within a couple weeks away from scrimmages and about 3 weeks away from the start of some early regular season games. Going to be a lot of fun. We'll talk some about that with Kyle. We'll talk a few other things basketball related and touch on the high school football sectional championship games that'll be played across the state of Indiana tonight with Kyle after this on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach. You got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
All right, we're back here on this Friday show. Kyle Nedenrip of the Indianapolis Star with us today, with us every Friday as we talk basketball and football, take a look at some recruiting stuff as well. Kyle, crazy time because basketball tryouts and practices can officially begin in the state of Indiana on Monday, which means we're inching closer to scrimmage games and, of course, the start of the regular season around Thanksgiving. But also tonight, a special feeling in the air. It's sectional football championship Friday, and you know, we talk a lot about high school stuff when you join us. We talk a lot about recruiting stuff when you're with us, but there's something different about a football sectional championship game. Basketball, girls and boys, baseball, a lot of other sports, volleyball, it's all done in about a 3-4-5 day window. You start with your first round game. If you're not fortunate enough to get a bye, you move on to the semifinal and to the championship game, and it's over, and you know if your season is continuing on to the next round or not. With football and the format, getting to a sectional championship game, just getting there can be a big journey sometime.
Yeah, it definitely is, man, and we have several teams here. It's kind of a unique year where we have a lot of teams with the chance to kind of break a streak of not being able to quite get over the hump, or, you know, have not even maybe even been to this sectional championship round in a long time. And, you know, I went down to, you know, just for example, went to Decatur Central this week and talked to those guys and you know, Larry Tracy, who's going to be playing at Indiana, you know, next year as in the secondary. His cousin Tyrone Tracy is playing at Iowa, and his another cousin Kenny Tracy is running back there at Decatur, and he's a good basketball player too, but he'll be a football prospect somewhere. But you know, talking to those guys, it really kind of struck you. You know, they play Cathedral tonight in the sectional championship, and so many times, you know, in the last 5 years, Cathedral's knocked them out of the sectional. Really good Decatur teams that have been right on the brink. You know, winning their conference every year, and then they just can't quite get over that hump. And before, it was Ben Davis was always their stumbling block. Now it has been Cathedral. And I know for programs like that, like tonight, you know, it's not to say, you know, Decatur's really a team, and Cathedral is too, that you know, if they win this game, they have a legitimate chance to win a 5A championship. And I know New Pal's on the other side of that bracket, and they're the favorite. But you know, coming from the South, one of those two teams is probably could be the team to make it there. But it's almost, you know, bigger to win a sectional championship because these are your rivals. You know, these are the teams that you kind of see every year. In most cases, there's some sectionals that aren't that way. But, you know, Decatur's a good example. They've only won one sectional, you know, and it was in 2005. And they're trying to break that streak. And North Central's another team. You know, 25 years was the last time they won a sectional title. And you know, they play Fishers tonight, a team that they've already beat, a team they probably should beat again, but you just, you know, you never know. You never know because, you know, it's such a big game and, you know, everything that goes into it. And you know, so for schools like that, I mean, it's just, you know, some of these schools, Center Grove, Carmel, you know, Warren Central, they're used to winning sectional championships every year. And then there's others, you know, like Decatur, like, you know, Martinsville. Martinsville's, you know, 1996 was their last sectional championship. So, those are huge nights for programs like that are trying to get over the hump and win something tangible, you know, and win something they can kind of put up on the board. And you know, even if you have been a successful program, winning a sectional title just kind of takes you to another level as a program, and kind of shows the kids, you know, hey, all this work we did is paid off, you know, and maybe shows another generation of kids that it can get done at a school that maybe hasn't had that level of success before.
Kyle Nedenrip of the Indianapolis Star, our guest. Kyle, got to get basketball in with you. We start the high school season officially with tryouts and practices on Monday. I know we flirted the last couple weeks with your thoughts on the upcoming year, some of the top teams, some of the top storylines, but it's finally here and just in front of us.
It sure is, and I can't wait to get started. We're going to have our super team, you know, photo shoot next week, and still kind of getting some of the details of that lined out and done. But I think we have a pretty good set on what we're doing there. And our preview section will be out a couple weeks after that. And then we'll get into the games already, you know, Thanksgiving week. And I know everybody's mind, or my mind's still on football at that point, but definitely starting to dive in now and kind of get ready for the season. And, you know, it's as I look at this, it's always, you know, I'm kind of looking forward, even last year, kind of looking ahead to this season, even though we had such great players last year. You know, locally for us, I mean, really, you know, I don't think Warren Central is going to take a huge drop off, maybe slightly, but, you know, teams like Carmel, Brownsburg, you know, Center Grove, you know, with Trace Jackson Davis and several other players with experience there coming back. Lawrence Central should be an excellent team this year. Lawrence North has a lot of talent. So locally, there's a lot of, you know, just looking at 4A, just talking about that class, there's a ton of talent locally, and you know, of course, basketball statewide is always really, really good. So a lot of stories I'm looking forward to writing about this year and kind of kicking things off here now that we turn the calendar to November now.
Kyle Nedenrip of the Indianapolis Star, my guest. Kyle, we saw IU hit the floor last night for the first time, at least publicly this season. And when I think about the 2018 recruiting class, at least the guys from Indiana, which make up a great part of that class, you probably covered and saw and interviewed those guys as much as anyone. A lot of excitement, not just about what Romeo can do maybe in one season in Bloomington, but what this recruiting class could do over the next two and even three seasons to help the IU program maybe take the next step to the next level. Probably no surprise for you to see Robert Fennessy and to see Demezi Anderson step out there in addition to Romeo last night and do some really good things for the Hoosiers.
No, Robert Fennessy is a, you know, having seen him quite a bit at the high school level, I mean, he was already, you know, very smooth, very good point guard. And then last year I thought, you know, kind of exploded to another level maybe that I didn't know he had or didn't expect him to have. He kind of had to score more last year, so he kind of took that role on even more so. But he's a guy who, you know, I know he had pretty good numbers last night. He shot the ball pretty well. I know last night I think he had like 13 points and four assists and just played a good all-around game, and I think that's what you can expect from him. And, you know, Demezi Anderson I know is a guy that, you know, defensively he is, maybe there were some question marks, but I think getting in a college weight room and you know, just getting to understand what it takes to really get it done on that end as well, because we knew he could shoot. He had four threes last night in that exhibition. You know, he's going to be able to score some points, but I think just his size and athleticism, you know, is very intriguing. And I think, you know, from talking to the people around the Indian All-Star game last year, you know, people were impressed with him and thought he, his personality kind of came out a little bit and, you know, so to see him do what he did last night too, I'm not completely shocked by that. And I think that's a team that's going to be fun to watch, in a large part because of those freshmen. And you have other guys, obviously, like, you know, Juwan Morgan and you know, people who are veterans, even Zach McRoberts, who is unheralded, but I've always enjoyed covering him. He's just a winning player, you know. But that's a team with those freshmen. They're going to improve a lot, I think, throughout the year. There will be a different team by February than they are right now. They're all of them are already really good, so – especially those in-state guys, that'll be a heck of a lot of fun, you know, to watch and see how they progress throughout the year.
Kyle, obviously with the college season now underway, you can bet that Trace Jackson Davis and Keon Brooks, and they've said this in interviews even with you, they're going to be watching how Archie Miller uses some of the freshmen, uses Romeo Langford, and obviously how the teams perform as they think about, and we think they're both in the final stages of making their college decisions, and perhaps announcements coming before too long. If you're a player and you're watching Archie Miller coach, or you're watching Romeo Langford and how he's used down on the floor, that seems to be a more common answer when someone is asked, hey, when are you going to make your decision? What are some things you're still looking at? What are you going to do between now and when your announcement date comes? Well, we're going to watch the coach. We're going to watch how they develop this player. I don't always remember players waiting this late, and I don't always remember players giving that answer, but that really has become something that people focus on. It's no longer just about visiting the campus, seeing the facilities, getting a look at what the academic offerings are, looking at maybe the overall competitiveness as a team. Players that have NBA or professional aspirations, they want at least for a part of the season to be able to see the details about how a coach coaches, what offenses they run, how they utilize certain players in certain positions, and kind of evaluate it in a whole different level than it's ever been done before making that recruiting decision.
Well, I think you touched on it there at the end as the reason why. I mean, you know, in large aspect of these players who are McDonald's All-American types, you know, they're only going to be there maybe 1 or 2 years. So they want to see, all right, how, what's Romeo Langford, who is also in that, probably in that position. You know, what's his role look like? How is he being used? You know, how is he being developed as a player? What does he look like physically compared to when he got to the program? You know, so those are all things, and each situation's different, and, you know, Trace Jackson Davis isn't going to be used like Romeo Langford, but I think you can draw some correlation if you're Trace, you know, into how Romeo is used. And if you're another point guard, you know, who might be there 4 years, you know, you're going to watch and see, all right, how what's Robert Finnessy's role on this team, and you know, what's his relationship like with Archie Miller, what, you know, and those type of things. So, you know, I think when you're a five-star type of player like Keon and Trace are, they have the ability, you know, and I know we've talked about this before, and Romeo was in the same position, but you have the advantage of being able to wait a little bit longer, where, you know, if you're a three-star, four-star type kid, you're probably going to be a little bit forced into making a decision a little bit faster, or they're going to move on to another player. So, you know, I think the advantage for those kids is to be able to wait and see, and you're only getting yourself into, you know, probably a 1 or 2 year commitment. So it kind of ramps up the, in your line of thinking, you really want to see how those freshmen are used and make sure you have all the details and everything available to you before you make that decision. So, you know, I think IU's in a good place with both those guys, talking about Keon and Trace. And I think they're going to, you know, in my opinion, I think they're going to like what they see out of that freshman class at IU as they watch those games this year. And then we'll have, you know, a chance to see the other teams are involved with as well play early in the season. I know Michigan State actually comes down here to play, and so, you know, I don't know what their schedule like, but maybe a chance to see that game next week.
Kyle Nedrip with the Indianapolis Star, always with us on Fridays. We cover a lot of ground on a lot of different subjects. Kyle, enjoy a sectional championship Friday, and high school basketball and college basketball will be officially underway when we talk next Friday. That's exciting to think about.
It is a great time of year, and a lot of work to be done on on my account and everyone else, but looking forward to it. It's always a lot of fun this time of year.
Absolutely. Kyle, thanks for the chat. Have a great weekend. Enjoy tonight.
Okay, thanks, Matt.
That'll just about wrap it up for this Friday show. A couple things. Don't forget, we're live tonight at Paoli, undefeated Paoli, hosting Providence, who has won 9 straight, by the way, in the 2A sectional championship game. A little different format for our Kentuckiana Football Fridays coverage tonight. No kickoff show at 6 o'clock, but join us at 7 o'clock. We'll have pregame coverage. We'll have an interview with Larry Dennison, the coach at Providence, and all the details you need to know about what's happening tonight in high school football in the area. We'll have play-by-play starting at 7:30 from Providence Paoli. We'll also have score updates and some other highlights from Louisville games. Some girls basketball getting underway tonight, a big one between North Harrison and Jeffersonville. Will keep you posted on that as well. Also, at the end of tonight's game, we'll still do our scoreboard show. I'll actually be out at Paoli with Lee Kelly. We'll have a scoreboard show with call-ins, reports, and scores and highlights from games on both sides of the river. Of course, on the Indiana side, unfortunately, locally, we're down to just Providence, and we hope that they can advance on so we at least have a team in the regional round next week. But we'll keep you updated on all the scores across the state and the area, and, of course, Louisville as well in the scoreboard show tonight presented by Extremenasium. So make sure you join us for that once the Providence and Paoli game is wrapped up tonight. Also, if you missed the show, you missed a segment, you want to go back and catch something from this week, we're on SoundCloud. We're also on Apple Podcast. Just download the SoundCloud app or point your browser directly to soundcloud.com/Hoosier Report. Again, soundcloud.com/Hoosier Report. It's a real easy way to catch our program each day. Also, search us on Apple Podcast. It's an easy way to connect with us each day if you miss a show or you want to go back and hear something again. Have a great weekend. We'll be back tonight at Paoli on the air at 7 o'clock. Also, coming up, we've got some exciting programming over the next few weeks. Our high school basketball tip-off shows. We'll be talking with every girls coach in the area. Their season already underway. Very soon, we'll be talking with boys basketball coaches and some of the top players in a marathon-type tip-off show to get you ready for the 2018-19 high school basketball season. A lot of fun times coming up here later this month, so make sure you stay with us on the Big X Sports Radio and on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. One final reminder, join Lee Kelly and I tonight, 7 o'clock for pregame kickoff coverage. 7:30 is the kickoff of the game, Providence and Paoli tonight. Big sectional championship game. It'll be a lot of fun. Good luck to Providence. Also, good luck to Christian Academy of Indiana Volleyball as they compete for a state championship tomorrow. I'll talk with you tonight.